everybody, indeed. Welcome to Metanorn's Mini Talk for Log Horizon, Episode 17, A Lazy, Cowardly Princess. I'm J-Ro, joined by the Lazy, Cowardly Fosh.
Hey, what's up?
I only kid.
Yeah, it's fine. I was like, no, I'm not princess, man. No way, man.
Well, so you're the other two, then.
Oh, possibly.
So we have a fun episode here to talk about. We'll start with the young kids and stuff. Team Midori, we can go ahead and call us. Midori is taking the leadership role out with these young kids. And they're quite successful at handling the smaller waves of goblins. We see some special techniques used, like the cat eye drops from Midori that allows her to see in the dark, and she's sort of directing the battle and keeping them safe. And Rudy is using his power, and Izuzu's using her bard powers to combine for some fun attacks until he is doing good. And there's a couple death flags we could possibly see being raised here. Midori says something about, do you want to read these, Fosh?
Oh, yeah, sure. She's basically thinking about, you know, I'm the shrine priestess. It's kind of my job to make sure everyone's safe or make sure that everyone's protected. That kind of means set off a little flag, like, you know, usually when characters say, I have to protect people, it kind of reminds me that they might sacrifice themselves for something, you know, later on. We'll see.
And then there's also Rudy getting the gauntlets as a gift. It was the first treasure that all those guys found, and they decided that it would be best for Rudy for his ability using magic. And of course, there's the thing going on with him right now that still hasn't been addressed, the status of his character and what he is exactly in the game of Elder Tale.
Right. It seemed kind of, you know, suspicious, like, well, he gets these new upgrades. Oh, you know, that's usually not very a good sign, you know. He may try to do something reckless. Who knows?
Yeah, he'll be trying to do some reckless stuff, yeah. But the main portion of this episode was a conference had between the Round Table and the people of the land, the Eastol. And we see that they're talking about the incoming goblin army attack, and they're trying to decide exactly what to say in negotiations with the Round Table, because the Izumi Knights, they're missing, so they can't exactly call them out, and they have to find some way to convince the adventurers to sort of, you know, send their armies and reinforcements. It's this whole back and forth that we see by one trying to use the other, but from the vantage point that we have as viewers, we can clearly see that the people of the land are in serious need of the adventurers.
Yeah, it kind of shows that the people of the land, they're being, you know, kind of uppity, you know, just, I guess, king and queen types. They just don't want to really come out and ask for help. They don't want to do that. So it's like they try to beat around the bush, basically, where they're like, well, we have these Izumi Knights, and like I said, like you said before, they don't, the Round Table people don't realize that the knights are missing, and the people of land are keeping it a secret. But, you know, obviously Lenesta overhears this, which kind of made me laugh. It's like these guys just walk out of the middle of nowhere and just, like, they're just talking at the top of their lungs, just like, hey, go over, you know, like, it always makes me laugh when bad guys do this. And someone overhears it, it's like, you talking that loud on purpose, you know?
Yeah, and we see in the, you talk about, the sort of negotiations, and we see a little bit of a good cop, bad cop going on here with Shiro, and Michitaka is one of the guys there, and he's talking. He kind of loses his cool when he says a little bit more than he should, and from there, Shiro and Krusty were kind of concerned about what's the next step to take in these negotiations, and then sure enough, that's when Lanesia walks in and says, oh, the knights are missing, and then, you know, it's back to even.
Yeah.
She was taught to use respect when asking for something, and thanks to Krusty's influence, she's prepared to ask the adventurers for help. And she talks about meeting all of them individually and requesting their assistance in the battle against the goblins.
Right, and it's kind of true. I mean, you don't just ask someone for something without at least being somewhat nice about it. I mean, you don't just
Mm-hmm.
demand it. And what Shiro did mention before, that it's going to be impossible for them to live in this world and not to avoid all the war that's going to happen. So it's like they kind of have to choose what they do very carefully, like you were saying, because I don't think they really want to make enemies to the NPCs right now, the people of land.
And the
Even though
round
they're weak, so yeah, but yeah.
Oh yeah. And the round table guys are pretty united as a group, but we even see before that whole conference went on that the NPCs were talking about the goblins taking out some other cities and that somebody would have to sacrifice their city, and there was some kind of
Right, yeah.
turmoil amongst those guys.
Yeah, just they're just covering their own. You're like, okay, well, we can sacrifice this city. We don't care about those people. And it's almost the same. I think it's one of them is the same city that the kids are trying to protect. So it's like, you know, it just shows you the people in this that are the higher ups, kind of maybe like a little bit like on Attack on Titan, where you know they're protected from all the in the wall, but everyone else is screwed and they don't really care. So it just kind of shows me that, like you were saying, even the NPCs don't really get along very well with each other.
Yeah, and we also, at the end of the episode, we see that they're flying to Akihabara on their griffins, and Lanessi is there with them, and they're gonna start recruiting and sort of get serious with this battle against the goblins.
Yep, they should be getting, like she was saying, she's going to ask people, and I have a feeling the players are going to be like, it's fine, they're going to do it, because that, and they don't really know about the whole losing your memory thing yet, so it's like, is Shiro going to reveal this? Is he going to reveal it next week? I hope he does, but we'll see what happens.
Extra quest for this episode. We saw when Isuzu used her bard powers to enhance the ability of Rudy's, looked like a Rainbow Non-Cat attack.
It was like this big ass green beam of rainbow flying across the screen. I was like, whoa, that's
Yeah,
crazy.
it's pretty cool. It was nice animation, especially in that scene with Isuzu singing to sort of cast the spell.
Right.
Midori would make a great sniper.
Yeah, when she was using that, I guess whatever she was using, the telescope thing, I was like, they had this like a sniper rifle thing on it, like a crosshair and everything. I was like, oh man, sniper rifle, but yeah.
Yeah, that did look like that. It was pretty cool. And Akatsuki, remember her? We kind of see her from time to time. I was almost wondering, like, where is she in this episode? And sure enough, she pops up in a couple of scenes here in this episode. But hopefully, we'll be, as we've been saying for a few weeks now, we hope to see her fight again.
Right.
And Lanessia and Krusty pairing, very cute this week.
Right. When she does her big speech, she's all like, I guess, you know, lightheaded, because she had to say a whole lot, and she kind of falls back, he catches her. It was just kind of nice seeing that, how these two characters have come, where they're, I guess they're getting together more and more.
Yeah, it was like the very first moment that they ran into each other in the hall. It was kind of like she was prepared to say something, but then she was surprised she saw him there and didn't say much or give away what she was thinking. But then in that scene, pops out, and Lanessia is a very likable character.
Right, and I think next week we see her put on the armor from the opening. We finally see her do that, so it's gonna be good.
So, episode 17, a pretty good one. Pretty interesting with the whole round table conference thing against the people of the land, sort of establishing who really needs who in that moment. That's something that we've been watching on for about 5 or 6 weeks now, and definitely the people of the land need help.
Yep, and with 7 episodes left, I'm assuming the goblin stuff is probably gonna be the, I guess, highlight of maybe the series right now. And I'm hoping to see for a season 2 hook if they do one, but we still got plenty of time for see what happens.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see how much longer the goblin stuff lasts and if they can sort of get to bigger things and how much they can cover before the 25 episodes are up. I assume that there's a lot more light novel content that continues after the series, and unless there's some kind of season 2 announcement at the end of season 1, I just might give those light novels a read to see where we're at.
Yeah, that, and we have the Izuzu Knights, they're missing. So it's like, you know, why are they missing? You know, so there's a secret of how to get out of the game. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking maybe that it's a guild, but the players found a way out, so might be interesting.
That's interesting. So, for Fosh, I'm Jero. We'll see you next week for episode 18.
Say it.
ドキドキした。だからついて行こう。